George.
Morning, my little heifer.
Oh, no.
When I wake up, I seen you wasn't in the bunkhouse. So I came ambling to the corral looking for you.
Oh, George, please stop that silly cowboy talk. It's become very embarrassing to me.
Embarrassing?
Oh, yes. I asked you to call a beauty shop the other day and make an appointment for me. And what did you say to Pierre? Get your heating iron ready, Frenchie. My little doggies are coming in to get Clifton cold.
Well?
And I was mortified when you spoke to the head waiter at Ciro's last night.
How come?
George, you do not refer to Ciro's as the chuck wagon where your victuals get it.
I like that Western talk.
Well, I don't like it. It's bad enough to call Cyril's a chuck wagon, but please stop referring to me as old paint.
That's a term of endearment, gal.
Oh, George. I'm trying to get into Mrs. Randolph's exclusive literary society. I haven't a chance if she finds out my husband reads cowboy love tales.
I enjoy cowboy love tales.
But there are so many fine things to read. Shakespeare, Dickens, Beethoven.
I don't care much for Beethoven. Give me a good mystery writer like Irving Berlin.
Well, believe me, I didn't think I'd like the classics either at first. But now I've studied Shakespeare until I practically know it by heart.
Really?
Oh, sure, and you can too. There's a book right here in our library called The Complete Works of the... what's his first name again?
William.
Oh, yes, William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare, yes. Shakespeare and those guys are for sissies. Us virile, red-blooded he-men don't want stuff like that.
Well, do you consider Bill Goodwin a virile, red-blooded he-man?
Well, sure.
Well, he just drove up in his car. And in a minute, you'll see how much fine literature has done for him.
Bill?
Mm-hmm. I've gotten Bill so interested in the classics, he's given up women.
Oh, stop.
George, he doesn't whistle at girls anymore. He just whistles at books.
He whistles at books?
You should have heard him when he read Forever Amber.
Well, I don't believe that Bill has given up girls for literature.
Well, here he comes, Zach.
Okay, I will.
Hi, folks.
Hello, Bill. I'd like that.
Not now, George. I'm in a hurry. Gracie, where's your big volume of Shakespeare?
Oh, right here, Bill.
Thanks, Gracie. I'll take it in the den. See you later.
Well, I'm a son of a gun.
Oh, I told you so. Fine literature has helped Bill, and it could help you.
How?
Well, now, suppose a little bobolink were to perch on our windowsill and sing. Now, if you are familiar with the classics, you could quote to him from William Cullen Bryant's famous poem, Robert of Lincoln.
How does it go?
Bobolink, bobolink, stink, stank, stink.
That's a classic?
Sure.
Spink, spank, spink. And that Brian made a living?
Certainly.
Well, he could have cleaned up with a thing like Robin, Robin, Sis, Bum, Bobbin. And, of course, Quail, Quail, Shoot Me in the Tail. On that, the man could retire.
Oh, now, get off.
Oh, Gracie, can I take your copy of Plato in the den?
Oh, sure, here it is, Bill.
Thank you.
You want Shakespeare and Plato, too?
Isn't that wonderful? Now, if you take an interest in literature, think of the inspiring talks about books that we could have together.
I'd rather not.
Oh, but they'd be so fascinating. Come on, let's try one now.
Gracie.
George, have you read Vanity Fair by William Makepeace Thackeray?
No.